Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Steve from Seattle is. Steve, are you there?
I sure am.
It's a battle of the Steves.
Let's go.
But you, Steve Migs, need to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Steve has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
A Virgin Mary is a Bloody Mary without what ingredient?
Vodka.
Yes. Who played Crash Davis in Bull Durham?
Kevin Costner.
It was. In what 2000s year was the Google Chrome browser released?
2003?
No.
5?
No.
Browser. Oh, 2010?
No. Which northeastern state is known as the Keystone State?
Northeastern State. Vermont?
No.
Maine?
No.
Connecticut?
No. Which Seattle Mariner was nicknamed the Bone?
Jay Buhner.
Correct. What was the name of Marky Mark's backing band?
Funky Bunch.
That's right. Which fruit is called Hala Kahiki in Hawaiian?
An apple?
Yes. With that, Steve, you scored 5 points.
Yeah.
All right.
And that ain't bad.
I'll take it.
The Steves go head to head.
Steve off.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Whoa, sorry.
A Virgin Mary is a Bloody Mary without what ingredient?
Alcohol.
Can you be more specific?
Vodka.
Yes. Who played Crash Davis in Bull Durham?
That would be, Crash Davis. Oh, what's that guy's name? Kevin Costner.
Yes. In what 2000s year did the Google Chrome browser released?
2005.
No.
2006.
No.
2003.
No. Yeah. Which northeastern state is known as the Keystone State?
Which northeastern state? Keystone. Maine?
No.
Vermont?
No.
New York?
No. Which Seattle Mariner was nicknamed the Bone?
Jay Buhner.
That's right. What was the name of Marky Mark's backing band?
The Funky Bunch.
You know it. Which fruit is called Hala Kahiki in Hawaiian?
Hala Kahiki. Pineapple?
Yes. Lombard Street in London is the equivalent to what famous street in the United States?
Times Square?
No.
Broadway?
No.
Third and Pike?
No. On what part of the human body would you find the calcaneus?
That would be on the mouth.
No.
The leg.
No.
The arm.
No. Alanis Morissette appeared on what 80s TV show?
Clarissa Explains All.
No.
Full House.
No.
Wow.
Arsenio Hall.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a tie.
Oh, you have got to be freaking kidding me.
5-5. Nice job, both Steves.
Oh, man. All right, we'll get you next time.
Well, let's go through this. In 2008, the Google Chrome browser was released.
2008, okay.
The Keystone State is Pennsylvania. Lombard Street in London is the equivalent to Wall Street.
Oh, I was about to say like the French Quarter. I wouldn't have gotten that one right.
The calcaneus is in your foot.
Mm.
And Alanis Morissette was on the TV show You Can't Do That on Television. Did you ever watch that show?
Yes.
It was so funny and so great.
I honestly forgot about that show until right now.
And that was our girl Alanis, her big rise to stardom. Well, if people want to look really cool, they can wear the new I Beat Migs shirt, which is available exclusively in the Rock Shop. Your buddy did a fabulous job turning you into a Dogman character.
Shout out to Chris Dahl. Awesome work.
It's got the lyrics to the song, 60 seconds on the clock, and you can get your very own at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you ever hit the grocery store and something just kind of catches your eye? Maybe you just decide, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give this a whirl. Well, Migs, this happened to you.
Last night, I was in the grocery store. I was at Sprouts, my favorite place, and I saw something that I'm like, we have to try this.
And it's actually not something that you eat, right?
No, it's something you drink, and it's not alcohol. Sorry.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Well, you bought it. You brought it in, and we're going to find out what's in the bag after Collective Soul. This happens to just about everyone. When you're shopping at the grocery store and you come across something that's not on your list whatsoever, but for some reason it piques your interest and you think, I gotta try this.
Yes.
So we're gonna do that right now. It's time for What's in the Bag.
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag? Oh my God.
I've got something in the bag. I was over at Sprouts yesterday, one of my favorite places to go get random crap. And I came across something. So I'm a fan of creamer in my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something for all of you guys. It's a creamer that I feel like these days everybody's talking about pistachio.
Are they? Is pistachio having a moment?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Dubai chocolate.
Yeah, Dubai chocolate.
Oh, that's what's in it?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's a pistachio thing
cream,
with the chocolate.
I think. It's like some kind of like pistachio like creamy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, honestly, I should have probably got us a Dubai chocolate bar. That would have been a good what's in the bag because none of us have tried it yet.
It's very expensive.
And I was going to say, you have the money for that?
Oh, it's expensive at the company. But I always get creamer for my coffee there because they have like a good French vanilla one, like a plant-based one. And sure. I come across... It's a Califia, I think it's the brand, and it's a almond-based creamer, but it's pistachio-flavored.
All right.
And I've always wanted to try, like, Starbucks kind of made it popular for a minute when they had, like, the pistachio lattes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have any of you guys had pistachio-based coffee?
I've had a pistachio latte once many years ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fine. I thought it was really sweet, and I'm so boring. I order my same drink all the time, so I don't branch out much.
Yeah, I think all because of like TikTok and all these other things. Like pistachios now kind of become like the popular thing these days, or for the last couple of years.
Yeah,
but especially now with Dubai chocolate.
I honestly don't even know. Like, I like pistachios.
Yeah,
but
I honestly don't even know what they taste like,
and I never right.
What?
Just from the break, pop in the mouth, break another one.
Yeah.
Are you ready to try
it? I'm ready.
Okay. I am.
All right. I love pistachio ice cream.
Yeah. When I worked at Baskin Robbins, that was one of the more popular flavors.
Mm. Now, how heavy-handed do you want me to go with these?
I mean...
I'll tell you when.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. He's pouring it
when?
In.
Oh, wow. I really want it a lot.
I like cream.
All right, Dan. Oh, I know you do.
Wow. You know, we should probably... Thank you.
Good. We should have probably thought about doing this not over the board here on the radio.
You know what? We've got engineers for a reason.
It smells pretty good.
All right. So this is the pistachio creamer.
Ooh.
Are we ready to try it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's not bad.
It's not
good. You know, I love pistachios. I don't think I like the idea of having a pistachio flavored anything.
It's
this
a little
sucks.
Bit too it's too pistachio flavored.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think I got enough because I don't think I got enough cream, guys, because I'm not really tasting much difference.
You got a little heavier hand.
Yeah.
It has it's the aftertaste more than the forward taste.
I might have poured half the bottle in there, which is okay because I don't plan on ever drinking
this
again.
Will you give me a little bit more too?
You want a little bit more as well.
Yeah, I just want to know if that like makes it better or worse.
Honestly, don't hate it. Like, you guys are both like the faces that you guys are both making. They're both kind of like scrunched up.
It just tasted sour to me.
It's not that bad.
It just tastes like pistachio aftertaste to me.
I don't know what pistachio tastes like, so it just kind of tastes kind of nutty.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, I wouldn't buy this.
So I said, Steve, if it's plant-based, it's not creamer by any sense of the word. You could call it creamer substitute.
Oh. I mean,
semantics.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. It always just triggers the people that hate on the vegans.
I mean, I don't think that even if this was not plant-based that I would like it.
So now my question is, do you think you'd like the Dubai chocolate, which has the pistachio flavor in it, or do you think it'd be too pistachio-y?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, maybe tune in next week when we find out.
What's in the bag?
Well, I mean, because I do like pistachio ice cream. But yeah, this is not my cup of tea or cup of coffee.
No, I would not buy this.
Okay, I did come across some other unique creamers. I want to see if you got...
Oh, no.
And I want to see if you guys would drink it or not, or if you would give it a whirl. I didn't bring these in, but let's say, apparently there's a Peeps marshmallow flavored creamer. Would you go with that?
Barf. No.
I would try it.
I think I'd rather that than this pistachio creamer.
You don't like marshmallows?
I mean, I do, but like every time I try a Peep just to see, like, do I still hate these things? I do. Oh, so okay. I don't know that I would like
Can't
it.
Confirm.
All right, how about this one? A Cinnabon cinnamon roll flavored.
Yes.
Yeah. See, yes. I think that one sounds pretty fantastic.
No, you're not wrong, but I just...
On like a fall day.
I'm good.
Be so cozy. Okay,
what about Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
I think I've tried that one before.
That exists?
I believe it's out there somewhere. At least peanut butter type kind of whatever.
I would take that over this.
Okay. Honestly, at this point, I would take like... I don't even know, like crumbled up, like...
I mean, it really just wasted this whole cup of coffee.
Wow.
How about bacon-flavored creamer?
No.
Yes.
I would like the smell of it. I don't know if I'd want to drink bacon-flavored coffee.
I mean, have you ever had bacon-flavored vodka?
No.
It makes a killer Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah, because you already are putting... you're already putting bacon into a Bloody Mary.
I like bacon everything.
Really? So what about like those, remember when it was all the trend, like bacon mayo and bacon lip balm?
I mean, sure.
All right. Well, I know you would love this one. A ranch dressing flavored.
You just made her die.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name
creamer?
A song?
What about sure. Pickle creamer?
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, you could win tickets to the Summer Unity Tour. And that involves Live and Collective Soul and Our Lady Peace all together at White River Amphitheater on July 8th. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are all about tickets to the Summer Unity Tour with Live and Collective Soul, plus Our Lady Peace at White River Amphitheater on July 8th. Say good morning to Amy in Rochester, who is our contestant today. What's up, Amy?
Good morning. Not much. What's up with you guys?
Oh, we are...
We're doing great.
An awesome day so far. Let's spin the wheel and see who Amy will be playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Who's teaming up with Amy to win her these tickets? Will it be T-Dog or will it be me? It's T-Dog.
That was a very T-Dog noise you just made, Amy.
Go T-Dog. That's who I wanted. Let's win these.
All right, Amy. All over it.
No offense. No offense.
Not taken.
All right, Amy, here is your clip. There must be some kind of way.
Jimi Hendrix. Oh, All Along the Watchtower.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Amy, crush that.
I had to do a little thing and I could. I got it.
Sometimes that's the only way I can come to the conclusion is to sing a line.
Amy, you crushed it. That was great.
All right, Amy, tough act to follow, but Danny, I'm ready for my clip.
I think Taryn's going to have a really hard time with this
one. Oh, God. That would be a song I heard live at the Paramount last night. The Pixies, Where Is My Mind?
Nice.
Yeah, Amy.
Yeah.
I know.
it. You won the tickets.
Congratulations, Amy. You're going to see Live and Collective Soul with Our Lady Peace at White River Amphitheater.
Nice. I can't wait.
Amy, have you ever been to White River?
Yes.
What's the last
show? Very many times.
What was maybe either your favorite or the last show that you've seen at White River Amphitheater?
My favorite was when I actually won tickets on the radio to go see Tom Petty and Trey on Anastasio. And of all the people, they brought out Stevie Nicks. The one time I've heard them sing Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Oh,
that's insane.
Eddie Vedder came out also. It was the bomb.
Damn, I was already jealous that you saw Tom Petty, but then you just like tripled down on that. That's amazing.
Oh, it was awesome.
Rock on, Amy. We'll see you at the show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk with us about? You can call us right now and make it happen. 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Guns N' Roses.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All morning, we've received some great texts and calls, but we haven't had a chance to catch up with everyone yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us, call 206-803-ROCK. If you missed it earlier today, we were talking about who from the world of Seattle icons that is not a sports figure would be deserving of a statue.
Oh, because Lenny Wilkins, deservingly so, is going to have a statue set up outside of Climate Pledge Arena, and that's going to start, I think, that Saturday is when they unveil the statue.
And we have a couple people on hold that have great suggestions. One even involves someone that they would want to throw something at.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Johnny Brown from Edmonds. Johnny Brown, you want to talk about the ferry kerfuffle I am dealing with, because I'm trying to go to Lopez Island this weekend and the ferry reservations are all sold out.
Yes, they are, but I do have you one for 9:30, so you're going to have to take the day off.
Perfect. We're off on Friday. Let's go. I'm sure Ryan will be okay with that.
Ryan's totally down.
Hey, guys.
But you do have a reservation. 9:30 Friday morning.
How are you so magical? What is your ability to do that look like?
Well, I do hardwood floors, and I'm going to Lopez Island to do a hardwood floor. And the homeowner, I called him up, and he goes, as a matter of fact, I have a reservation waiting for you, and I'll give it to her. I have seen her at Lopez Island and her girlfriend a couple years ago.
That's right.
I was like, oh, my God, okay, well, then you know who I'm talking about. He goes, Johnny, let me go ahead and confirm the 9:30. And I said, okay, but she wants a noon or a 5. He goes, I can't do that. It's crazy.
Well, tell him that he's not getting his hardwood floors unless he can make that happen.
Thank you, Johnny Brown. We'll be in touch, my friend.
He does have a plane. That's how he commutes back and forth.
Well, can he pick her up?
I don't know. It's out at Kenmore Lane, Kenmore Air.
Kenmore Air. Thanks, Johnny Brown. 206-803-ROCK. Dave, you're in Seattle.
We are the epitome of give an inch, take a mile. Wait, 9:30, we want the noon one. Wait, here's a plane, pick her up. What are we doing here?
206-803-ROCK, we're checking in with the Rockaholics. And Dave from Seattle, you have a great suggestion for a non-sports icon from Seattle deserving of a statue. Who is that?
Bruce Lee.
Boom. I love that one. Especially like that iconic yellow outfit that he had. I can't remember. It was Enter the Dragon, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, I thought so.
Thanks, Dave. You rock, my friend.
You know, well, he's been, I don't know, you know, he's buried here, but, you know, yep. He lived here, you know, back in the, I believe, the late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he still has a lot of ties to here and a lot of people that are very close to him that are still, like, family or kids of family members that are a part of that. Andrew Kimura, who he teaches Bruce Lee style of karate, because Taki Kimura, who passed away, sadly, was Bruce Lee's, like, best man in his wedding and kept the spirit of his style of karate here in the Pacific Northwest.
Very cool roots. Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. Old Man Kenny, you're in Gig Harbor, and you also have an idea for a non-sports icon statue. Who would that be for?
I believe we need a statue of Howard Schultz in front of where the Sonics used to play, which was the key. I don't know what venue.
Climate Pledge. Yeah.
And so we can throw eggs at it.
Oh, throw eggs.
Just so we can just deface it.
What about we can throw coffee at it, too?
That, too. He was the major shareholder, and he sold to Clay Bennett, a oil guru from Oklahoma, and within 8 months, we lost our team. Mm.
I know. The whole story is
That's how it all went down. It was Schultz's gig.
And there was a great documentary about it. I believe it's on YouTube about the whole kerfuffle with the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, the wound is still fresh. 206-803-ROCK. Justin from Ferndale. Earlier this morning, we did What's in the Bag and tried some pistachio coffee creamer. And you've got some thoughts on this?
I do. And it's about coffee creamer, but it's my wife's grandmother would chug coffee creamer. And particularly any sort of flavored creamer.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling she would probably chug that as well. But is there any particular like food item that you guys don't use normally?
Huh?
That we don't use normally?
Oh, so sorry. That you use for its unintended purpose, like chugging coffee creamer.
When I was a younger kid, when we would get Chinese food, you know, you get those packets of soy sauce, I would just drink the soy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we took Barrett to breakfast last week, and he was just eating jelly out of one of the little jelly containers with a spoon.
I freaking love
gnarly.
It. Yeah. I know.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why are fans of a very iconic rock band demanding that this band go ahead and retire already? You're going to hear what happened at 9:50. Someone shared a clip of AC/DC out on their current tour, and fans started to urge the band to hang up the microphones, to put away the guitars.
Have you ever seen it? You've seen AC/DC.
I've not seen AC/DC, right, which is so unfortunate because I'm probably never going to get that.
I've seen them twice, and both times they were phenomenal.
Well, they think that they look too old and sound tired. This is how they were sounding.
I mean, Brian Johnson does sound like he might need a nap.
Or a cup of tea.
See, it's not fair. This is cell phone audio. Also, we're not there.
Mm-mm.
Like, I feel like sometimes you hear something, you're like, wow, that is awful. But then you go to that same show, and like, I remember Guns N' Roses is a great example
for
me. Axl's voice never sounds all that hot when I see like these cell phone recordings. And it's not like, I mean, I don't feel like I'm back in time, back in the late 80s, hearing him sing. But when you're there and you're singing along with everybody, it's fine.
Totally.
So. Also, this is like later on in the set. So, I mean, I would imagine he is kind of tired.
I feel like how you're just making excuses.
I am.
They need to hang it up.
I mean, they're are certain vocal styles, though. There are certain vocal styles that just get harder and harder to achieve when you get older.
Like, he's always sounded like aggressively constipated when he sings. Now he sounds very relaxed and constipated.
Maybe he had his edible.
The Daily Mix Show.
Egg prices are still out of control, so backyard chickens are all the rage, Steve Miggs. People are finally joining me.
And you're all about it.
I'm all about it. We're going to talk about backyard chickens during the Daily Miggs download after Beck.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Good morning, Ryan Castle. In the house.
Hi.
So these guys always give me a hard time about liking the Beatles, and today is Global Beatles Day. How do you feel? How do you feel about them?
I like the Beatles. Sure.
What's the best song in your opinion?
I'm not going to go off and say like I'm a Beatles fan, but I like the Beatles.
Do you like what is the song that you like by the Beatles?
Let It Be will make me weepy.
Same.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Did you hear my favorite Beatles song?
No.
You didn't hear it by chance? It's this one.
Oh yeah. And I'm thinking. Maybe six feet.
Sorry. Is that a Paul or a Ringo song?
That's John Lennon.
It sounds like it might be a Ringo song.
No, when it all kicks in, you know it's John Lennon.
Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is.
Come on, Danny. Said that John passed away, we'll never get to hear that song live again.
That sucks.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Hey, the DMD's brought to you by Palace Law.
Of all the reunions we needed, we got that one.
That's right. Hey, the Mariners, another win. Unfortunately, no. Cal Raleigh did not hit a home run. What the hell is wrong with this guy? He's slumping.
Get rid of him.
Right? He's a bum. But thank you, Julio Rodriguez. A big go-ahead sacrifice fly in the ninth inning to help the Mariners beat the Twins 6-5. A little unnerving because they had a 5-0 lead. They blew that. But thankfully, we're able to turn it back around and get the win. So the Twins have now lost 5 straight. Hopefully tonight, it'll be 6 straight because the Mariners have one more game with the Minnesota Twins over in Minnesota. So let's go, Mariners.
Backyard chickens. I've been doing this for a long time. And obviously, with the price of eggs being as high as it is, a lot of people are getting into backyard chickens. And
is that an Urban Dictionary thing?
Yeah, I think I saw that movie.
I gave her the old backyard chicken.
It's called Pink Flamingos. Look it up.
But they
is that a John Waters film?
Yes, it is.
Oh boy,
and there is chicken sex that happens.
Oh God,
with him, I'm not shocked.
People are being warned, though. It's not. It's not like a little undertaking. Like, you got to take care of these things.
Yeah, you're not saving money on eggs by doing chickens, right?
We just did a giant chicken coop remodel because we've been having some coyote attacks, and it's been kind of awful.
You do stainless appliances, nice credit card.
Oh, let me tell you.
Shiplap. The chickens love shiplap.
Because we are, my husband and I are in what we call a spending freeze.
How's that going for you guys?
This was not a spending freeze.
Oh, dare we guess how much?
Sure. Want me to tell you what I bought, or do you want to just guess?
Well, I don't even know if I'll understand what you said. Okay. That you got. What did you get? Like a bunch of fences
and
wood?
Fencing, uh-huh. Some posts, uh-huh. Concrete, a gate.
How stupid do you think we are that we don't know what those things are?
What is a fence?
How do you spell that? What do you think we
a
dropped?
A gate? I don't understand what a gate is.
$800.
I'm going $1,500.
Yeah, I'm going to go with $700.
Wow, you guys are all way over.
Okay.
$450.
That's a lot of money, man.
It's still a lot of money. Think about how many
after
eggs.
After what we guess, it sounds like a bargain.
Think about how many eggs they have to lay in order for me to recoup. Sorry, that was a bad pun.
Well,
recoup that cost.
I mean, my dumbass doesn't even know what a gate is, so how would I know how much that cost?
I thought a fence cost $1,500. I guess I was wrong about that. I do love the people who are like, oh, you have chickens. Can I have some for free? Because it's free for you. And I think every person who owns a chicken is quick to correct them and be like, yeah, this is nothing but free.
Nothing free. You got to buy the feed. You got to clean the coop. It's a lot of work. And this story, though, said that hens lay eggs for only 2 to 3 years. That is also false.
City folks just don't get it.
City folks just
I mean, I have some like 6-year-old chickens that are still cranking out the good
Excuse
stuff.
Excuse me?
Cranking it out.
Okay. Hey, update about the Cobra Kai guy.
Oh, good.
What's his name again? Martin Cove. He got in trouble over at the Washington State Summer Con in Puyallup because he allegedly bit his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, on the arm hard enough to cause bruising. She screamed.
authorities got involved. He apologized. He said he was just being playful, but he was escorted out of the event, and apparently she's not pressing charges, but probably wants to stay away from him for a little while.
He shows no mercy.
Yes, that's very, very true. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 69 degrees.
Nice.
It's going to be sunny. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.